The Renaissance Festival Podcast, Episode 5, July 23rd through 24th, 2005, featuring music from Silverleaf Renaissance Fair, Stirling, Bristol, and Abingdon Renaissance Festivals in Canada, eh? Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn.
And I'm Kristen Roger. We have a lot of new music today, and you've just heard some new music from, I'm gonna butcher this, my sincerest apologies, Djilia Filengo, performing at the Silverleaf Renaissance Festival with Luna Gitana from Bellomancy. Visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com to find out more about him.
The next track is from one of my favorite groups, the Limey Bads. The Flower Duet, the Limey Birds, are performing this weekend at the Abingdon Renaissance Festival in Ontario, Canada.
Hey, Faith, shall we sing our lovely, lovely duet?
I think so.
Yeah. And Charity, are you ready for your time to come in?
I am.
Okay, now
ready.
You watch, okay. And we'll tell you when you can.
Okay.
Ready?
Don't forget about me.
No, we won't. We won't. Wink. Right. Right. Ready?
Ready.
Tweet, limey birds, tweet, limey birds, la, 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 la.
Is it now?
No.
La, 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 la.
How about now?
No.
La, 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 la.
Now?
No.
La, la, la.
How about now?
La la
no.
La
no.
La 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 la
la la la la la la
La la la la.
Now?
No.
La 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 la.
It must be
no.
Now.
La 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 la.
Okay, Charity, you go now.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. lovely. Thank you.
All right. From Liverpool to Frisco, Rome, and I went to stay in that country was my good intent. But drinking strong liquor like other damn fools soon got me transported back to Liverpool, singing roll. Hermione's roll and Liverpool Judy's and Gus in tow. As a flashbangy packet line out in the bay, I wait in a fair wind to get underway. All of her sailors so sick and so sore, they've drunk all their whiskey and can't get no more, singing roll. Hermione's roll. She'll never forget. It's sometimes I sigh when I think of it yet. We was round in Cape Horn with our main sky still set. We was round in Cape Horn with us all ringing wet, singing roll. Our own bullies roll and Liverpool Judy's and Gunners in tow. And now we're hauling way onto the line. When I think of it yet, sure I have. Call the capture of McGowan, singing roll. Roll the leaves, roll, and Liverpool Judy's and Gunners in in tow, and it's a roll. Hermione's roll, and Liverpool Judy's have got us in tow. 1, 2, 3, 4. Put your hands together. Thank you.
and welcome back. That was Turdian. They are performing at the Bristol Renaissance Fair, and that was Liverpool Judies from Live at Stronghold.
So we have a question for you. What did you think of the pirates shanghaiing the show in special edition last week? We'd love feedback. Did you like it? Did you not like it? We're planning on playing the next one next week, so keep an ear open if you liked it. It is difficult getting word out to many Ren Faire performers because many do not have email. So I decided to do something special to reach these folks. I created some Renaissance Festival podcast business cards that you can download, print, and hand out to your favorite Ren group. The cards have our contact information so they can easily mail us CDs. Just visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com to visit the show notes and you'll find the PDF file to download it.
And there's another way you can get involved. You can download the shows, take them to your next Renaissance Festival, and then play them for your friends.
The last track in the Ren Faire Weekly Performers list is from the famed Empty Hats. Everywhere I go, I keep hearing about this band. So I found them on mp3.com many moons ago. And this is one of the tracks that I loved of theirs. It's called The Hat Came Back. Empty Hats is performing at Stirling Renaissance Festival this weekend.
Me mate, we've had a pint and lots of talk, but I hear me wife a-calling, I hope I still can walk. It's time we wandered home, threw our hats into the door, and we'll both be sleeping easy if they stay put on the floor. So I stumble toward me house, pray me wife's not mad for staying out so late, and for all the pints I've had, I take off me favorite derby and I throw it through the door, cause I'll be sleeping easy if it stays upon the floor. But the hat came back, landed on me head, I guess that means that I'm not welcome in me bed. I'll be sleeping in the barn again in a heavy gunny sack, cause that's what happens when the hat comes back. I beg, I throw me hat inside once more, but when an old wool blanket comes out, I know just what's in store. I go down into the barn so's I can find an empty stall, but I can tell just by the smell it hasn't been cleaned since fall. I wake up with a start, I hear the barn door open wide. I get up to me feet just as me wife she steps inside. She's looking even prettier than on the day that we had wed, cause she wasn't wearing nothing but me hat upon her head. So the hat came back and it's on me darling's head. I guess tonight the barn will be our own true marriage bed. We'll be making hay till morning in a heavy gunny sack, cause sometimes that's what happens when the hat comes back. Yeah, sometimes that's what happens when the hat comes back. Yeah, sometimes that's what happens when the hat comes back.
And a special thanks goes to fairs.com for listings, renaissancefestival.com for their discussion groups, renradio.com, and rensites.com, which allows you to host your Ren Faire pictures for free.
If you want to contribute interviews, sound bites, or music, email me at markatthebards.net with Renfest Podcast in the subject line. We would love to have you involved in this podcast, so please drop us a line and let us know what you think of it.
And earlier this week, Mark's band, the Brobdingnagian Bards, released their latest CD, Brobdingnagian Fairy Tales. This amazing CD sold out at CDBaby.com after rocketing to number 3 on their top sellers charts. Here's a track from that CD called Exclamations.
Although there was a truce in effect, the enemy was not held in check. They launched an invasion without explanation, and the guards started yelling some exclamations.
Halt! Who goes there?
Alarm! Under attack!
Ack!
I am killed!
information with passion and emotion. They're generally used in the front of a sentence as a point of emphasis, or you simply need a blow of steam. The dragon was awakened from sleep, so he took it out on our key heap. With one exhalation caused a burning sensation. The dragon started using some exclamations.
Ha! Take that, puny human.
I'm Stitch, we're the peasants.
Man, point the ballista elsewhere.
Exclamation
ha,
with passion and emotion.
Smeg.
They're generally used in the front of a sentence as a point of emphasis, or you simply need a blow of steam. So if you're English,
huzzah!
Or Scott,
moot.
A pirate,
arrr.
Or fop,
sink man.
Barbarian,
crom.
Or not,
frack.
An exclamation gets the point across. We started the rebellion at 2, but for that afternoon we were through. The monarch's cessation caused a sense of elation. The ex-king shouted some exclamations.
Odin's beard, you'll pay for this.
Fire pox upon thee!
Please don't kill me!
Exclamation with passion and emotion.
Please.
They're generally used in the front of the sentence as a point of emphasis, or you simply need a blow of steam. So if you're English,
huzzah!
Or Scott,
moot.
A pirate,
arr.
Or fop,
sink man.
Barbarian,
crom.
Or not,
thugger car.
An exclamation gets the point across. Exclamation with passion and emotion. They're generally used in the front of the sentence as a point of emphasis, or you simply need a blow of steam.
Exclamation with passion and emotion. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Crikey, that's the end!